This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee. From Murfreesboro to Smyrna, Eagleville to Laverne, Leanna to Barfield, and everywhere in between. If it matters to you, you'll hear about it in the next hour here on Rutherford Issues. Now your host, Brian Barrett.
Well, hey, hi, and hello there, fun lovers and truth seekers. Good morning on this Thursday as we come to you live from Smyrna and the North Rutherford Y. It's our North Rutherford Issues edition here from WGNS. State Representative Mike Sparks generally joins me on the program, and I think he is somewhere between here and Nashville, or maybe still in Nashville. Who knows what kind of legislation still being taken up as they try to get out of town today. So we'll see if he can make it in here on the program. We're going to be talking tourism today and how important that is to our local area. We've got some fine guests, some you know, and some you're going to find out a lot about today. I mean, a lot about, because I think he's going to do most of the talking, even though I don't know who's going to talk the most. We'll see. He's pointing the other way. I'll tell you about all of the guests coming up here in just a few moments. I do want to welcome all of our guests in town from out of the area for the TSSAA Blue Cross Basketball Championships, and remind you that tomorrow morning at 9:45, we'll go on the air with the Riverdale-Memphis Central game, and we'll tip it off about 10 o'clock over from the Murphy Center. Next week, it's Boys State Week, and we've got two of the eight teams from right here in Rutherford County participating in the AAA tournament. That's Blackman and Siegel, and they will both be representing Rutherford County and District 4 in the tournament, or Region 4, if you will. And we'll find out on Saturday as they do the draw from the Embassy Suites on where they will play and who they will play. One thing I can tell you is they will not play each other until possibly the championship game. They'll be in opposite brackets, so we'll have two different air times next Wednesday. We do know they'll play Wednesday, and Wednesday could play at 10 or 11:45, somewhere in the 1 o'clock hour and somewhere, you know, late 2 o'clock hour. So that's kind of the schedule for the boys' state next week, and we'll find out a lot more this weekend. Also, a word about what's coming up here on WGNS Sports-Wise on Saturday. We've got a lot of action for you as the Raiders and Lady Raiders head off to Hot Springs, Arkansas, and they will be playing on Saturday, and we'll be bringing you the action right here on WGNS. The Lady Raiders will play at noon, so we'll go on the air at 11:30. Don't know the opponent because the 8 and 9 seeds are playing tomorrow, and whoever wins that will then move on to play the Lady Raiders. We'll go right from that, hopefully, to the AAA championship game if Riverdale can get past Memphis Central. And then later in the evening, the middle men will be in action versus the 8-9 seed as well. About 6 o'clock or so, we'll go on the air. So that's coming up on Saturday. All of that right after our Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner Baseball Edition. Talking baseball this Saturday morning. John Dinkins and I will be in studio to bring you that conversation right here on WGNS AM/FM. So that's a look at the busy, busy sports week that we have, and I'm sure sports will come up in part of our conversation today. But much more to talk about. Tourism, Mona Herring joining us from the Rutherford County Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Jacob Hall is joining us. He is with the Holiday Inn and Suites here in Smyrna. He's also a chamber diplomat, and I know a chamber diplomat that has the office right next to mine, and I want to find out why in the world did they become chamber diplomats. We'll talk about that too. Who knows where we'll go here on this edition of Rutherford Issues, but we invite you to stay tuned. Bart Walker has a brief look at Good Neighbor events coming up for you, and then we'll be right back with more here on WGNS AM/FM online.
Hi, I'm Dr. Britt Miaton, a cardiologist with St. Thomas Heart at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Did you know that St. Thomas Heart is Middle Tennessee's number one rated heart program? At MTMC, we offer comprehensive services for the treatment and prevention of heart disease. From early diagnosis to minimally invasive surgical procedures, St. Thomas Heart at MTMC offers you heart care close to home. For information, visit heartasone.com or call 867-5028.
Need a fix? Are the walls closing in on you? Murfreesboro Outdoors is here to help. It's their annual Cabin Fever Fix, Saturday, March 16th, 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. They'll have free food, door prizes, and discounts throughout the store. That's the annual Cabin Fever Fix at Murfreesboro Outdoors on Northwest Broad, just across the train tracks beside the old International Paper location. They'll have sportsmen like Doug Markham and Rick McFerrin, plus product vendors to answer your questions. The annual Cabin Fever Fix is Saturday, March 16th, 9 until 3 at Murfreesboro Outdoors.
This is Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by Omniac Vestmont in Smyrna, the Rutherford Home Shop, Saturdays at noon on WGNS, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
This is Josh at South Branch Nursery, your full-service, one-stop garden center open to everyone. We have 10 and a half acres of combined plant material, mulches, landscape stone, and lawn decor. Want to grow a garden this spring? Now is a great time to layer it for winter, and we have everything from straw to compost to ensure your garden is successful. We even offer snow removal and ice melt application. This is Josh inviting you to come visit our South Church Street location just off I-24 past Indian Hills Golf Course, or give us a call at 893-4030.
Let's check those WGNS Good Neighbor events. Lawn mowing and weed eating begins March 15th at the Evergreen Cemetery. So if you have floral arrangements, glass trinkets, or other items around the grave sites at the Evergreen Cemetery, they need to be removed before March 15th. The Murfreesboro Solid Waste Department is giving away free mulch. All you need to do is head over to their Solid Waste Department and get that free mulch. It's available on a first-come basis. You can get your free mulch on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays from 6 in the morning until 3:55 in the afternoon at 4765 Florence Road. The Advent Lutheran Church is offering a beer and hymns sing on Thursday, March 21st at 7 in the evening in the Mayday Brewery at 702 Old Salem Highway in the historic old Ribbon Factory. For more information, contact the Advent Lutheran Church. Volunteers are needed to drive vans that take veterans to medical appointments. For more information, contact Darlene Haynes at 225-6517. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And we welcome you back in to the North Rutherford Y. Brian Barrett joined by guest, chamber guest. They always wear hats and have balloons and confetti. Mona Herring, do you have confetti in your pocket? Hold on a second. I don't know why I don't hear you here. All right, let's try that. For some reason, this microphone gives me fit sometimes. And why it does that to me, I'll never know. I may have to swap there with you. This is radio in the making here, as we have to switch around a microphone. Apologize for that. And Miss Mona was all set. She'd been here for, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours waiting on me. And now I have to get her all set up here on the fly. But that's how things work in the business. Jacob Hall, I think yours works. That's exactly how it always works, isn't it?
I was hoping maybe it didn't work that well.
You doing okay?
I am.
Awesome. Good to see you. Miss Mona?
Yes, sir.
You do have confetti in your pockets.
I do.
Time.
I always carry it with me wherever I go.
I mean, it's almost like pixie dust.
That's right.
You doing well?
I'm doing well.
How do you break away on a week like this to come down to do a radio show?
Well, we're in charge of the meals for the media. And so I have my assignment starts at 12:30. So you're just lucky that you were able to get me, Brian.
Media meals start at 12:30. I need to know that for tomorrow.
You need to know that. Yes, you do.
And so what does the media have to do to get a meal around
that? Just have their media credentials on and come on down to the bottom floor there around, and we'll feed you.
Sounds like a plan. I'm ready. I'm hungry already.
The media is always hungry. I've noticed that over the years.
You know, it's one of the perks, I guess. I keep hearing this rumor about April 30th being a special day
yes.
for you, and maybe not so much so for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. What's happening around that time?
I am retiring after 25 years. I'll be retiring from the chamber on April 30th and looking forward to it.
What are we going to do?
Oh, you'll muddle through somehow. I know you will. I've got a good staff in place, and they're in the process of hiring someone, so they should be in place by then.
Will you be helping in that transition, I'm sure?
Yes. Hopefully they'll have someone in place by April 1st so we can train for a month.
Just to see you wearing a vest that says Rutherford County Convention and Visitors Bureau is such a change from 25 years ago.
Right. When we were in the log cabin, I started in the log cabin 25 years ago at Cannonsburg. And this was, we moved to Memorial and then we moved to Medical Center Parkway. So we've come a long way.
Most definitely. Chamber diplomats have been a big part of that too, haven't they?
Oh, they have. They are the eyes and ears of the chamber.
Let's bring in one of those chamber diplomats. The other that I was talking about, Danny Page, who works with us at the radio station.
Yes,
he's
sir.
A chamber diplomat. Pull that mic up just a little bit, Jacob. That way we can hear you a little better. You're with Holiday Inn Express and Suites here in Smyrna.
Yes, I am.
So how did you get involved as a chamber diplomat?
Actually, Mona gave me my start with the chamber. About 5-6 years ago, I became an intern with the CVB. Ever since then, you get your eyes open to what the chamber actually does for Rutherford County and in this area. And it's just something I want to give back. And the diplomats are a volunteer program where I think there's about almost 60 of us this year, where we go out and we try to support local businesses and coming in brand new or the ones that have been here for so long. And we want to reach out and say, hey, we're here for you. And if there's anything you need and you need with the chamber, please give us a call. And we'll tell you, what you're missing out on or how ways we can help.
Who are the who kind of heads that up in terms of at the Chamber of Commerce?
I guess that would be our boss, Kelly Bean. She's the director of the membership. She's the greatest person in the world. I think a lot of people in Rutherford County know Kelly. When you see her, she's always smiling, and
she always has a hug for you.
She does always have a hug.
But I hear she can crack the whip if she needs to against, at least that's what Danny says. He needs a little correcting every now and then.
Luckily, I've not been on that side of maybe Danny a few times, but I try to stay away from the whip.
You all keep very busy, too.
We do. I think we're averaging about one or two ribbon cuttings a week where we'll show up at your business, and we're given the charge to talk 10 to 15 people per person about that in your brand-new business, and we just, I think, a couple days ago, we're at Pigtails and Crew Cuts there at the Avenue, and it is a brand new barber shop for kids. If you want your kids to come sit in a fire truck, a train, and get their hair cut, they have a lot of kid-oriented toys and something. If when I do have children, I hope to take them there.
I'm excited about going myself, maybe.
Sit in the train.
I don't have that much hair to cut anymore, but that's just the way it kind of goes. What's going on with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce and the Convention and Visitors Bureau now, Mona?
Well, right now, of course, we're working on basketball, but we're always in the spring. We're always looking forward to spring fling and working on that. That takes a lot of effort on a lot of different fronts because we have about 12 different venues, 1,200 volunteers. We expect about 5,000 athletes and 30,000 spectators to be here for that week. So it takes a lot of planning and preparation.
So you are planning now,
right?
But then you're gonna be done before
I'll be gone. But I'll be helping with the planning so they can carry on without me.
This last did you announce this like a year ago or
yes,
six?
I did.
Yeah,
in April.
I thought so.
Well, I didn't. My boss actually announced it a year ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember us talking about this being your last spring fling.
Uh-huh, it was.
But you'll have to come out with the hat. I mean,
I thought maybe I would, bequeath my hat to the next person just so everyone would know who they were,
Well, I mean, the hat has been synonymous with with spring fling. It happened so quickly, though, and we're doing some spring sports previews with our local coaches. And they're just now really getting underway with their regular season. But you talk about the month of April, then May rolls around, and they're in tournaments. And then by the end of May, it's here. So you really only have, 2.5 months?
Right, to get ready. Sure do.
How big of an undertaking is that?
It is huge. Because we work with so many different groups. We work with all of the booster clubs at 8 different high schools, all the high schools in Rutherford County and Wilson Central. And then we work with Parks and Rec for tennis and softball and soccer. And then MTSU, we have track and field and the championship baseball games. So coordinating all of that takes a village. Yeah. Takes a lot of folks.
Track and field, there's so many things going on at that one location.
Right, right. It's a lot of fun. If our listeners have not been out to spring fling, they really need to go out and just see what's going on, because it is amazing. The athletes that we have in Tennessee are unbelievable.
Now, that's what you go to, have done in the past, mostly.
Right. The Chamber takes care of all of the MTSU events, the track and field and the baseball championships.
We had the fortune, I guess, to broadcast the championship baseball game in single A. The mm-hmm. Eagles got there last year, and that mm-hmm. was a fun event. Our first time to actually broadcast, not the first time to be there, but the facilities here are just second to none here in Rutherford County. And I actually spent some time talking to Brian Stewart at Middle Tennessee Christian School, and that's one of the sites where they play the single A baseball before they get to MTSU, and they're doing improvements on their field. And all of these different schools are doing improvements on their facilities and trying to make them even better.
Right. It's really a good program for the high schools, because they get to keep all of the parking money, and they also get to keep the concessions. So that can help pay for their program throughout the year. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
But they still constantly try to make and improve on what they have there to make it an even better experience, not only for their kids, but for spring fling,
right,
too.
Right, for everyone.
Mm-hmm. I know they're awfully proud of their new press box over at MTCS, so that's going to be a big thing.
Yeah, and every improvement just helps us keep that event in Rutherford County. We now have it through 2017, so we're real excited about that. And hopefully we'll have it for a long time after that.
Does that come up every year for consideration, or is it every 2 years?
About every 2 or 3 years they put it out for bid. But we were approached the board and said we'd like a 4-year extension, and they granted that this past year in 2012. So we have it through 2017.
With everything that goes on with that event, there just really aren't that many places that could pull it off.
Right.
I think that's what TSSAA is now noticed.
Well, when we went to Memphis, you know, to see how it was run, it was spread out all over creation. I mean, we drove for probably an hour and a half to get from softball to baseball. I'm sorry, softball to soccer. So to have everything in such close proximity is huge for TSSAA staff and for all the spectators that come.
Yeah, well, softball was even in Mississippi.
That's so. That's right.
Glad to have it all in Tennessee. Mona Herring is joining us. She is with the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Rutherford County. Jacob Hall with Holiday Inn Express and Suites here in Smyrna. Also a chamber diplomat. And Mona, this spring fling thing, if folks have not been involved in that and they have an interest, even if, you know, maybe you're a baseball fan or a softball fan, There are opportunities for people to help and get involved,
oh,
right?
Yeah, like I said, we have 1,200 volunteers that we need. So just call the chamber and we will hook you up.
Now, does that mean you have to work every day, 8 hours a day? And does that work?
We know that people have lives and jobs, and so we have shifts that are pretty manageable, anywhere from 4 to 6 hour shift any day you want. If you just want to work one shift, that's fine too.
How big is the basketball that's going on now? It doesn't take as many volunteers, I would think, but it is an economic boost for here, Rutherford County.
We, of course, every event requires different things. What we do for basketball is the adopter program. We place an adopter with every team that comes to Rutherford County, and they take care of that team if they have any problems or issues or just need to know where's a good place that they can feed the team, you know. We help them with that. We also, like I said, provide the meals for the media and take care of that. But all in all, the 2 weeks is about a $3 million impact for our county.
$3 million.
Right.
And that is going into local restaurants and hotels and right. and things
buying
of that nature.
Buying a tank of gas, going to the avenue or the mall or downtown to shop, all of that counts towards that $3 million impact.
And this is money that would not, that would be going somewhere else, obviously, if this mm-hmm. event wasn't held here.
That's right. That's right. That's why it's so important for us to attract these events and keep these events here, because tourism is such an important part of our economy. In 2011, those are the last figures that we have, how much do you think the impact of tourism was for Rutherford County, Brian?
Oh, gosh, I have
no
idea. Come on,
take a guess. Take a wild guess.
$26 million.
Now, you're a little bit off. It was $252 million.
Good grief.
$830,000.
I should have just looked at your book
you
there.
You should have, but I wasn't going to glance down to give you that opportunity.
That is amazing.
Yep.
And the best thing about those dollars is those are dollars that aren't generated from people like myself who own a house and have two kids, and we're having to educate those two kids. And,
right.
you know, and it's tourism dollars from folks who come in and then go back to their own communities.
That's right. That's the best part about it. They come in and they sleep in our hotels. They stay with Jacob. They eat in our restaurants, shop, buy a tank of gas, go to the events or attractions, and then they go back home. And we don't have to build schools for them or sewers for them. It's a good, clean dollar for everyone. We anticipate or expect that each household in Rutherford County, because of tourism, saves about $190 off of their bill because of tourism.
How much?
$190? $190 for each household in Rutherford County.
So when we're driving down the road and maybe there's a little more traffic, or when spring flings in town and, you know, the ball field lights are on and let an extra hour, just think it's helping you save $190.
That's right. They should be smiling and thanking those folks.
I think most people do. I think I think a lot of people really realize the importance of tourism here.
I think they do, and I hope they do.
Mona Herring joining us with the Rutherford County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Jacob Hall with Holiday Inn Express and Suites here in Smyrna. We've got to take a quick break, but I'm going to talk a lot about what being a chamber diplomat is all about, and much more here with Jacob as well, and talk more about the economic impact of events like Blue Cross Basketball Championships and Spring Fling. And is there anything else other than sports? I'm sure that there is. We'll talk all about that coming up next here on Rutherford Issues.
This is Paige Turner, your trusted real estate advisor with EGAP Real Estate, inviting you to a free home buyer's class on Thursday, March 7th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Patterson Park Community Center, 521 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro. Stop wasting money on rent and learn how you can purchase a home for just $100 down. Interest rates are at a historical low, and there are several down payment assistance programs available. For more information, please call 615-250-7706 or visit us on the web at egaprealestate.com.
Honey, have you seen my keys?
On the hook, dear.
Okay, what about my phone?
I'm calling it now.
Okay. Oh, it's in my coat. Okay, all right.
Don't forget your briefcase.
Oh! Yeah. Okay, where is it?
It's by the door.
Oh, got it. Have you seen my keys? Oh, right. Yep. Okay. Okay, I'm off. I'll see ya.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
With the new Win for Life instant game from the Tennessee Lottery, your only job might be going to the mailbox and collecting $3,000 a week for life. The new Win for Life instant game, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, life-changing fun.
So, how was your day?
Oh, you know, the usual.
If you want to get some barbecue, I tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain.
Now at Slick Pig Barbecue, try the catfish special. Wednesday night between 4 and 8 o'clock. $9.99 plus tax for all you can eat catfish. The meal includes hush puppies, white beans, and homemade coleslaw at Slick Pig Barbecue.
At FM 100.5 and 101.9 AM 1450. Now, the Huckabee Report. News and views from Mr. Conservative Mike Huckabee. Brought to you by...
My name is John Cunningham, owner of the Cunningham Financial Group, 895-7773.
Maybe your broker has given you the cold shoulder. At Edward Jones, the level of service we provide is based on your personal needs and preferences, not the size of your investment portfolio. This is Lee Colvin of Edward Jones, and whether you're starting an investment plan or have accumulated a sizable portfolio, I can help you. I provide highly individualized, face-to-face service to each investor. Call me today, Lee Colvin, at 907-7056. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is the Huckabee Report for Thursday. I'm Mike Huckabee. If you believe Twitter tweets give you an accurate portrait of America, well, you're being a twit. That story is next.
You went to bed with your life savings in the bank and you woke up broke. That's because an ID thief stole your identity, took over your bank accounts, and stole everything, including your retirement. And then it hit you. Wait, why didn't your identity theft protection help stop this? Because you didn't have the most comprehensive ID theft protection service available, LifeLock Ultimate. This is the new science in identity theft protection. It's a game changer. They brought it to my listeners first. I got it, and you need it. LifeLock goes way beyond guarding your identity, your good name, and credit. Well, those are essential. But now LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Look, LifeLock can't protect you or your bank accounts if you're not a member. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention Huckabee. You'll get 10% off your LifeLock membership. Call 1-800-240-LOCK, 1-800-240-LOCK. 1-800-240-LOCK.
Washington-based political reporters rely on what's trending on Twitter to tell them what America's thinking. But a year-long study by the Pew Research Center found that the majority of Twitter users are young liberal Democrats, and that gives their reactions to news a wildly exaggerated slant. For instance, polls show that 52% of Americans were happy that Obama was reelected. On Twitter, it was 77%. Aside from Washington, only 13% of adults said they ever use Twitter or read a Twitter message. It's like trying to predict the next president by polling the crowd at a Justin Bieber concert. Maybe this explains why mainstream newscasts and papers keep skewing so liberal, even as their ratings and readership keep steadily falling. And this is the Huckabee Report.
Catch Mike Huckabee's views on the day's news every morning and afternoon here on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS. The Huckabee Report is brought to you by...
My name is John Cunningham, owner of the Cunningham Financial Group, 895-7773.
Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete, 223-9500. The best quality cement and stone products for your driveway, patio, or any concrete project. We'll get it to your job on time. Your successful concrete project starts with Smyrna Ready Mix Concrete.
Weather Eye.
Sunshine for the forecast area today, a high of 50, north winds 5 to 10. Clear skies tonight, 29 for your low. Friday, plenty of sunshine, high of 58. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Valuber.
Right now, 34. Need help for your loved one? I'm Lori Domer with Elders First Adult Day Services, a daycare program for persons aged 55 and older with compromised memory or health. Find us online at eldersfirst-ads.org.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS. And this is Rutherford Issues.
We welcome you back in to the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues. Want to say congratulations to our WGNS birthday cake winner today. Jane Smith receives the birthday cake from Junior's Foodland. Hope you enjoy that and have a happy, happy birthday. And Teresa Couch is our WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day. Teresa has driven a bus for Murfreesboro City for about 20 years or so and always does it with a smile, picking up those kids even on those rainy days or even on those days that should be a snow day. How about that? Teresa Crouch receives the bouquet of flowers from Ryan's Flowers and Gifts for being nominated our WGNS Good Neighbor of the Day. So congratulations to you there, Teresa. Hope you have a great day and enjoy those. State Representative Mike Sparks now joins us. Better late than never.
Yeah, glad to be here. Sorry to be running late.
From the mic at your desk to this mic here that looks like it's been through.
We had a little busy morning this morning, but I appreciate Jacob Hall and Mona coming in and talking about tourism.
Well, we're going to.
And some of the good things that's going on here in Middle Tennessee.
Jacob was just telling me during the break that there are a lot of things that are going on here in Smyrna, and I really think that one great thing that the Chamber has done is bring more involvement in Smyrna and Laverne as well here in North Rutherford County, Jacob, because it is kind of the corridor between Nashville and Murfreesboro, and a lot of folks come through here.
We're the happy medium in the middle, and we hope everyone, when they come in here, they have a great time, and they leave with a smile on their face. And I think we were talking about that this weekend coming up, and the next two weekends, actually, we have two major collegiate bowling tournaments. Now, a lot of people are like, bowling in Smyrna. That is thanks to Vanderbilt's women's bowling team. They are actually third in the nation, I think, at this time right now. But this is their home course. They come down, and Coach Williamson gave us the opportunity, the Holiday Inn Express, to be the host hotel for this weekend's USBC Intercollegiate Team Sectional Tournament, which involves, it looks like, 7 teams from the Mid-South, but also involves 35 other teams from all over the nation in the Southeast region. Get that through. They all are here from Thursday through Sunday. And then starting next Thursday, we have the Music City Classic, which involves another 30 bowling teams in this area coming down for Vanderbilt's annual tournament.
Now, where is that taking place?
At the Smyrna Bowling Alley.
Smyrna Bowling Center. So it's just up the road here. One business like that, and your business, what I think is neat about tourism is that it brings you together with Roy and Mark over at the Smyrna Bowling Center to come together and kind of formulate a plan on how to attack this college bowling tournament that's coming in and the other tournaments and all the restaurants that are between here and there, what kind of impact that's going to have on them. It's really a great deal.
It is. It's really a great team effort. Not just my hotel, because I can't handle everything. We all work together with the 7 other hotels here in Smyrna, and we try to work with all the restaurants because we want people to stay here in Rutherford County. Now, we know Nashville's 10 minutes down the road, but why go to Nashville when you can have everything you want here with less traffic, with less headache, and a better smile?
Well, I think, Mike, we all remember the day when there wasn't a hotel here in Smyrna.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You remember that far back?
Well, you told me about it, Grandpa.
I told you. I can recall Mayor Bob Spivey just by serving on the planning committee, voting on all those hotels, and I always remember what he said. He said, Mike, we capture those tax dollars, and we're not having to educate those kids, But it surprises me how we can fill those hotels up and we can fill the restaurants up. I can remember when there was nothing out here. There was nothing, So it's at least something to find some hope in,
Yes, sir.
We've got Jacob Hall joining us, Holiday Inn Express and Suites here in Smyrna, Chamber diplomat. What does it mean to be a Chamber diplomat? We've already kind of touched on that just a little bit, but it's more than just ribbon cuttings, isn't it?
It's a feeling of family in the community. I have 50 female males diplomats that I can reach out to and say, whenever I need something, we can reach out. And then that 50 grows to the thousands of Chamber members in the community. We can always reach out to try to help each other.
Do you, it's, when you become a Chamber member, is that what you kind of get from this, when you have these ribbon cuttings and the diplomats are there, and do you really feel like these are people that I can, or that's what you try to portray, these are people that I can really rely on, ask questions, they're my fellow business people here in the community?
Yes, sir. Like I said, I try to answer any question. If I can't answer the question, we'll talk to Kelly, but we'll get you the answer that you were looking for. But we're also here to support you. Again, my hotel can't do what it does without any support from here from the restaurants. And it's just what the diplomats do. We try to support our community here so that everybody does well.
Miss Mona, you're pouring over numbers over there.
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm interested to see what you got, some of that information over there. Where does Rutherford County, you think of, we've had so much growth, and I really think that with that we have seen, more destinations with the tennis courts in Murfreesboro. Mm-hmm. You've got the Siegel Soccer Complex. I mean, and I know we're talking a lot of sports things, but last year I had to, I live over near the Siegel Soccer Complex. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of traffic last summer, but that was great, you know. How big of a destination are we here in Rutherford County?
Every year we get to be bigger and bigger, especially for sporting events. The soccer fields are premier. I mean, they are state of the art for the Southeast. So we're attracting a lot of national tournaments. We had the Tennessee Cup there last, Labor Day. And that was 186 teams in here for a week. The year before that, we had the President's Cup and the Southern Regionals before that. So the Southern Regionals made an $8 million impact to this community over that week. It's amazing what the tournaments do. And I think that's really kept Rutherford County ahead of the curve with this downturn in the economy, because people might give up their vacations, but they're not going to give up going to a sporting event with their child. They might turn that into their family vacation, which a lot of them do. So we're capitalizing on that. And the cities have just been wonderful. Smyrna has been fabulous to help us host Smyrna and Laverne both host the Spring Fling Baseball. The high schools do. And then Smyrna also has been the only host for the TSSAA bowling tournaments that have been held here for 12 years. I don't know if people realize that Smyrna bowling lanes are the largest bowling lanes in Tennessee. And we are capitalizing on that as well. So everything we have, we're using to the fullest extent.
You know, there's even a further backstory with that, because Roy has been a supporter of what we do with high school sports since they opened the doors there. And they really pushed and pushed for years to get bowling in as a TSSAA sport. And it wasn't about bringing the people to his center. It was about promoting the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And there were conversations about, well, where could we hold it? And before it was a TSSAA sport, I guess there was some trial period or whatnot. And other places tried to host it and couldn't. Mm-hmm. And then that's when Smyrna Bowling Center stepped up once again. Not knowing what kind of economic impact that it was going to have, not knowing that there was going to be a college bowling tournament held here and things of that nature in 2013.
Well, and as you see, as you can tell, a lot of one thing leads to another. By hosting TSSAA Spring Fling Men's Soccer at Siegel Soccer, that was a springboard for us to host the Southern Regionals and the President's Cup and the Tennessee Cup. Everything you host and you bring in these folks, they see your complex, that spreads the word out even further. And that's what's happened here in Smyrna with bowling. So we're real excited that is happening. And I think that's the main reason our numbers keep climbing.
Hopefully girls soccer in the spring, too, down the road.
We've got that.
Yeah.
Well, girls soccer in the fall. We just won the bid for that, so we'll be hosting that in 2013 in October, the end of October.
So is that just for the year, or is it?
I think we have it for 2 years.
2 years.
And probably we'll be able to extend that contract as well.
I think it'll find a home over there at Siegel Soccer Park.
I think so.
Mona Herring joining us along with Jacob Hall with Holiday Inn Express and Suites here in Smyrna and Chamber Diplomat. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up here with Mona and Jacob, and State Representative Mike Sparks joining us as well, as you listen to Rutherford Issues, the North Rutherford County Edition on WGNS.
The Outpost Armory is not just another gun store. Our staff has hands-on knowledge and experience with firearms, self-defense training, hunting, and competitive shooting. We cater to the new gun owner and the expert looking for that hard-to-find product. We carry items that the big chain stores don't and have bulk ammunition for the high-volume shooter. We defend the Second Amendment and help responsible citizens protect their families, rights, and liberties. Visit us in person or online at theoutpostarmory.com. The Outpost Armory, I-24 East at Exit 89 in Murfreesboro.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Hello, this is Bill Taylor, owner and chief instructor of the Bushido School of Karate with two locations here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I'd like to tell you about our summer program starting June 1st with lessons going until the end of July. This program is for adults or children. Our summer program is for 2 months of lessons, comes with a uniform, free belt exams, free private lessons, free t-shirt, and a whole lot more. If you've ever thought about trying martial arts for children or adults, this is a great way to get started. Anyone that registers for our summer program before May 1st can do this great program for $99. For more information or in order to contact us, please visit our website at bskonline.com. That's bskonline.com. Our summer program includes lessons for all ages, June and July, only $99 if you register before May 1st.
We're at the Garden Patch Thrift Store on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building, talking with Christy Sanford.
Instead of it just being rows and rows of just shirts and pants, we try to make it more in sections, so we'll have like a houseware section, and we try to set up more display areas.
Donations to the Garden Patch Thrift Store and proceeds from sales help fund Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit helping underserved in our community.
We are located at 309 South Spring Street,
across from the tall NHC building.
Ever wondered what the theater is really all about? Then join us March 16th and go behind the curtain at the 4th Annual Backstage Bash to benefit the Rutherford County Center for the Arts. Meet the people from around the community who bring the shows to life and enjoy an evening of cocktails, dinner, and dancing. All proceeds and donations directly benefit the Center for the Arts. For ticket pricing and sponsorship opportunities, visit backstagebash.org or call 615-904-ARTS.
Rutherford Issues, we're everywhere you need to be. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And welcome back into the North Rutherford County edition of Rutherford Issues from here in beautiful downtown Smyrna, just off Sam Ridley Parkway, talking about the economic impact we see from various events that are in town. And we've talked a lot about sports, Mona Herring, but one thing that we do need to mention is that there are more events besides sports that go on, and they have just as much of an impact as the sports. I know that it's a big part of it, but right. There are other things.
Oh, lots of other things. We have conventions coming in all the time. We do group tour shows and bring in group tours and take them around the county and show them all of our sites. Go to Oakland's and the Battlefield and Sam Davis Home. And then, of course, we have a lot of events going on at Miller Coliseum. They're full about every weekend, from motocross to horses to cattle to you name it. And that has been a huge impact on the county.
I don't know that a lot of people realize how many things I do, being out close to it, because they're, you know, they had the SRO rodeo, you know, last week, but it's not all livestock events. I mean, they've had, like you mentioned, the motocross. That was a pretty neat thing to actually see.
Yeah, the rodeos, motocross, just anything you can think of that they can host, they will host. So it's a great venue for us.
You know, when people do come, and you hear a lot about staycations and staying in Middle Tennessee, they make Murfreesboro a destination with the many different Civil War things, like you mentioned, with Sam Davis Home and Stones River Battlefield and other things.
Right. We have the Civil War Trails program throughout the state of Tennessee, and we have about 11 of those trail markers in Rutherford County. So if someone wants to come by the chamber, we invite everyone to come by and visit the new visitor center and gift shop. A lot of people don't know that we have a gift shop specializing in local products there. But if they'll come by, we'll give them a Jack Trail brochure and also a Civil War Trails brochure, and they can see everything there is to do and see in this area.
You, can you tell us where that's located?
That is located at 3050 Medical Center Parkway at exit 76, right across from the Embassy Suites in Murfreesboro.
Great location.
Great location.
Good place to be over there. And I'm sure if anybody has questions, if they would like to even, you know, say, hey, I want to volunteer and help with Spring Fling,
we would love that.
So they can just stop by and see you or check in on the website, right?
That's right.
And what is the website address?
The website address for the CVB, the Convention Visitors Bureau, is ReadySetRutherford.com. easy to remember. And also, we're in the process of doing a mobile website, so when they go to use their mobile phones or iPads or Droids, they can get our website there in a very user-friendly, compatible mode.
Well, if this is the last time that we see you here on the radio, we are going to miss you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thanks for everything that you've done here in the community.
Well, thank you.
It's been great, Miss Mona Herring. And Jacob, good to see you as well. And thank you for what you do with the chamber as a diplomat. And keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Mike, we've got like a minute or so here. You've got an event coming up this weekend?
Yeah, I want to thank the Mercer Post, Jonathan Fagan, and I think the Dayton News Journal is going to plug it too. DeWitt Smith Joe, many may not know about. He was a former scout during the Civil War that was tortured by Union troops. This is a story I know of. His tongue was cut out, eyes gouged out, and drug behind a horse and killed because he didn't divulge secrets, much like Sam Davis. His cousin Dee went AWOL from the Confederate Army when he'd heard about it and killed up to 50 Union troops is what the story goes. But we've got Greg Tucker, the Rutherford County historian, former Smyrna High history teacher, William McPeak out at Giles Creek Baptist Church this Saturday from 9 to 11. If somebody wants more information, they go to MurfreesboroPost.com. There's a good story in there today. And at Giles Creek Baptist Church this Saturday, 9 to 11.
9 to 11. And this, now, how did you get involved in this
story?
Well,
the way I had come, I had asked the speaker at the Capitol for a different office where I wanted to see the Sam Davis Monument right there overlooking the Capitol, you know, because that represents Smyrna. And I started reading a little bit more about Sam Davis' home. And I started reading more about the Coleman Scouts, and I come across that story, and I thought, you know, how come that's not well publicized? People know the story, but it's just not as publicized as Sam Davis' story. But where I want to go with this is eventually try to get a documentary made about the story of DeWitt Smith Job. You know, I don't know why Hollywood hasn't picked this up and made a story about it, but where I think it could go, it may take 5 years, it may take 10 years to get it done. You know, you got to have a little faith. But the economic impact, if they had done a movie or documentary on this guy's life, which is one of the most incredible stories of the Civil War, you think the how much it could help tourism, how much it could help Sam Davis' home, how much it could help right here in Smyrna.
Saturday,
this
right?
Saturday, Giles Creek Baptist Church, Rocky Fork Road, 9 to 11.
All right. For State Representative Mike Sparks, I'm Brian Barrett. Stay tuned. We'll have more conversation local right here on WGNS. Have a good day, everyone.
This is what one family wrote. Most meaningful to me was the hometown feel of Woodfin Chapel.